To the Curious Kid Podcast. You are listening to episode 45, and we have some exciting announcements to make. First off, season 2 ends next month, but don't you worry.
You're going to be back for season 3.
Season 3 will start with the first Sunday of October, so we aren't going anywhere. There is also going to be another giveaway at the end of season 2, but more on that in the coming weeks. And one more thing.
Mailbag.
Our email this week comes from the great state of Texas. It says, "Hello, my name is Wolfgang, and I live in Dallas, Texas, and I am 7 years old in the first grade. I listen to your podcast at night before falling asleep. I have learned so many things. My favorite is the one, Curious About Television. I thought it was funny that the inventor didn't let his own kids watch TV. I would like you to make a podcast episode about why do we hiccup. Thank you for making the podcast. I hope my letter gets read soon. Sincerely, Wolfie."
I love your suggestion, Wolfie, and I love your name too.
It is an amazing name and an equally amazing suggestion.
This week we are getting curious about hiccups, Wolfie.
That was an interesting hiccup sound. We are getting curious about hiccups, and we have a special surprise for Wolfie and all our other listeners in just a few minutes, so stick around.
We should talk about the diaphragm in order to learn about hiccups.
The diaphragm is a muscle that is dome-shaped, and it can be found at the bottom of your chest.
The diaphragm is really important for helping you breathe.
When you inhale, it drops down to allow more air in your lungs. When you exhale, it relaxes and goes back up, pushing air through your nose and mouth.
But sometimes the diaphragm doesn't work like it's supposed to.
When it's not working just right, the diaphragm can move down suddenly in a jerky movement that brings air into your throat suddenly. When that air hits your voice box, your vocal cords close, forcing you to hiccup.
Hiccups are so annoying.
That's true. They are harmless and usually go away very quickly, though.
But they're also annoying because they happen very suddenly.
That's because hiccups are involuntary. They sneak up on you very suddenly, and there is not much you can do to stifle them.
Do other animals get hiccups, too?
Only mammals get hiccups. If you listened to episode 27 on dolphins, you know that one of the unique characteristics of mammals is that they get milk from their mommies by nursing when they are babies. A recent study in 2012 suggests that hiccups may have evolved through evolution to allow baby mammals to drink their mommy's milk and breathe air at the same time. There is lots of evidence to support this, including that mammals hiccup less when they get older.
It's true, babies hiccup all the time, even me.
Yeah, you hiccuped all the time when you were a baby. You saw that with your little brother, too. Babies hiccup so much, and as you get older, you will probably hiccup less and less.
If you get the hiccups, just hang in there because it will probably go away in a few minutes.
It usually does, but not always. Do you want to hear some crazy examples? Well, a man by the name of Charles Osborne is in the Guinness World Record book for having the hiccups for 68 years in a row.
How many hiccups did he have in 68 years?
I'm glad you asked, and I think we should make that our question of the week. How many hiccups did Charles Osborne have when he suffered from hiccups for 68 years in a row? More recently, a man by the name of Christopher Sands from Great Britain had hiccups for 27 months. From 2007 until 2009, he hiccuped about every 2 seconds for about 12 hours a day. They actually discovered that his hiccups were caused by a tumor on his brainstem. They removed the tumor in 2009, and his hiccups stopped immediately.
Wow, those are two crazy stories. Are there anything we can do to get rid of hiccups?
I have heard so many different cures for hiccups, and I've tried many of them with little success. I've heard that you can cure hiccups by holding your breath for 10 or 20 seconds. I've also heard that pulling your tongue gently will do the trick. I've even heard that your hiccups will go away if someone scares you suddenly. You also told me about another one when we were talking about this episode. What did you hear you could do for hiccups?
I heard that you can stand on your head, but does any of that work?
Not really, but don't worry. Hiccups usually go away after a few minutes, even if you don't do anything.
We learned a lot about hiccups. Is this the end of the episode?
Not so fast. We are going to get curious about something else this week. The email I read you earlier was sent to us by 7-year-old Wolfie himself. His mom reached out to us via Instagram to tell us the following. We would be thrilled if his letter got chosen, but I have to warn you, LOL, he is curious about farts. But who isn't?
I'm curious about farts. Let's do it.
I would love to. I guess Wolfie called an audible before he sent his email and switched from farts to hiccups. I think they both deserve some attention. So for the first time ever, we are getting curious about two topics today for Wolfie.
Is it okay for us to use the word fart?
I don't see why not. Some people might consider the word vulgar or offensive, but I personally don't mind it. There is an alternative word, which is flatulence.
Instead of saying I farted, I can say I flatulated?
Exactly. I don't know if you need to announce it either way, but I'm guessing you would probably get more dirty looks if you use the word flatulate instead of fart, even though it's considered a more proper word. This is one of those things that everyone does, so there is no reason why we should look at it as a dirty word.
You just don't want to do it on purpose around people.
That's a good rule of thumb. I think it's the act that could be considered disgusting if you do it at the wrong time.
The word flatulence comes from Latin.
It is derived from the Latin word flatus, which means a blowing or breaking wind. There is actually a word for the scientific study of flatulence, and as you could probably guess, it's flatology.
You may have made the wrong career choice.
I'm happy with what I'm doing, but flatology sounds interesting as well.
A fart starts off as gas made in the stomach or intestine.
Eventually, that gas passes through the rectum. It can sometimes result in a sound or smell, or both.
What causes farts to make noise and smell bad?
The noise is caused by vibrations of the anus. The smell is a bit more complicated. Over 99% of the gas is made of non-smelly gases. The other tiny amount is made of sulfur gases, like hydrogen sulfide and dimethyl sulfide. These sulfur gases make up a tiny amount of the total gas, but can still pack a punch.
Do all humans fart?
Yes, although many of them probably don't make a spectacle of it like your daddy does.
And do all animals fart?
No. So let's play a fun game for our second question of the week. I'm going to name three animals, and you have to guess which one does not fart. Here we go. Bats, birds, and cockroaches.
I think I know the answer.
We will find out in just a second, but here are some more facts on farts. The average number of fart episodes a day for humans is 8 to 20. Often it's the first episode of flatulence after waking up that is the largest, presumably because all of the gas that is built up overnight has to come out.
I don't know if I fart that much anymore, but I can get carried away by a whoopee cushion.
Of course. Whoopee cushions are amazing. In 2008, someone actually created a fart app for the iPhone. It was so popular, the app earned nearly $10,000 in one day.
How can we treat flatulence?
Well, just like hiccups, flatulence doesn't need to be treated unless it appears as though something is wrong, because flatulence can sometimes be telling you that something more serious is happening. The first solution to treating flatulence would be to remove any foods or drinks in your diet that might be causing it. For example, carbonated drinks like soda can cause flatulence. If that doesn't work, and the flatulence is troublesome, you should see a doctor. There are medications available over the counter that could help.
Let's get to the questions of the week.
Great idea. Remember our friend Charles Osborne that had the hiccups for 68 years? We didn't know exactly how many times he hiccuped, but we do have an estimate. Approximately how many times did Charles Osborne hiccup in 68 years?
I'm going to say 1,200 times.
You're on the right track, because 1,200 is a very big number, but not quite big enough. The correct answer is 430 million hiccups in 68 years. That's unbelievable. The second question was, which of these animals does not fart? Bats, birds, or cockroaches? What do you think?
I think cockroaches.
I would have guessed the same thing, but unfortunately, it's not the right answer. Cockroaches do fart. So do bats. Birds do not fart. I guess they are better at flying through the wind than breaking wind. Well, that does it for this week's episode.
Thank you so much for listening to the Sweets Podcast number 45 on hiccups and farts.
Great job, Olivia. If you want to get in touch with us, just like Wolfie and his mommy did, send us an email or say hi to us on Instagram. We've never met Wolfie or his mommy, but thanks to email and Instagram, it feels like we know them. Send your emails to CuriousKidPodcast@gmail.com. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.